Although it's fun to play, Nintendo Land tries way too hard to be the Wii U's answer to Wii Sports. It's not even Wii Sports Resort. It's fun. There's 12 minigames, or shall I say, 12 tech demos that all strike a different chord with gamers. Some are single player, some are co-op, some are two-player head-to-head, and they're fun. But unlike the games in Wii Sport Resort and Wii Sports, there doesn't feel like that reason to continue playing them over and over again. After you've played each of them for about a half an hour, the novelty wears off. And sure, some of the games like Luigi's Ghost Mansion and Animal Crossing Sweet Day and Metroid Blast are fun, and they have their moments. And even Donkey Kong's Crash Course is pretty tough, and Balloon Trip Breeze is fun, and it uses the tablet in an interesting way. These games just get boring after a while. And although the coin system tries to increase the playability and tries to create a system where you feel forced to come back and unlock more things, in the end, there are just a lot better games on the Wii U than Nintendo Land. Does that mean that it's terrible? No. With little kids, you're going to get a good 6 to 8 hours of gameplay out of this. If you have somebody that's not really into video games and just likes to have fun, this is great at a party. The difference between playing the game with the tablet and the Wiimote is different, and just having different players take turns using the tablet and using the Wiimote is a nice change of pace. All in all, for a game that's packed in with the system, it's not terrible. It's definitely not a bad game, but bottom line is, you throw 12 tech demos onto a disc, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a game. They're very good tech demos, and graphically, the games look great on the tablet, and they look good on the TV too in high definition. It's really nice to see a Nintendo game in 1080p, or even 720p for a change, and to see that these games can hold weight in high definition. They're fun, they're easy, they're simple, they're everything that Nintendo has tried to stand for over the past 6 or 7 years, bringing non-gamers into the fold. Kids that grew up as Wii kids will continue to enjoy Nintendo Land, and they'll continue to enjoy what the Wii U is all about. But at the same time, if you ask them what they prefer, they'll probably still want to throw in Wii Sports or Wii Sports Resort into the Wii U every once in a while, because those games, although they were tech demos as well, had a different type of luster. They just felt different. They had more of that Nintendo allure. And while the Nintendo allure is present here, and again, it's just a different way to play, and again, it's fun. Some of the experiences you have in Luigi's Ghost Mansion and Mario Chase and Legend of Zelda Battle Quest, you'll remember them for a very long time. You won't remember them while you're playing by yourself, because a lot of these games too, even the single player ones, they get increasingly repetitive over time. And the best way, again, to enjoy these games is with friends. If you don't have friends and you bought the Wii U, then you're probably going to get stuck playing Batman or Scribblenauts or NBA 2K13, which isn't bad. It's just a different experience altogether. Nintendo Land tries to recreate the fun of multiplayer gaming on the Wii U. And although it doesn't succeed tremendously, it's enough of a success to wonder what Nintendo's going to do next.